On SC Prevention Online today, we talk with Dr. Brad Stone, who is a professor of anthropology and infectious diseases at Washington University in St. Louis. He's also the director of the St. Louis SCHIV Prevention Training Center, and he is the new president of the American SD Association. Welcome, Brad.
Good afternoon, Case.
Congratulations on your election. So what are some of the most pressing issues that you will be dealing with?
Well, I'm very fortunate to be inheriting an organization which has great visibility and great impact in the field. Previous President Jeannie Marazzo has done a great job bringing us into the modern era in terms of supporting conferences, meetings, raising our visibility as a professional association, and I think very importantly, funding new investigators in the field of STD. We're very proud of the fact that we have a very healthy new investigator grants program that's hoping to develop a new cadre of STD investigators, and the results are very promising so far. Uh-huh. At the same time, we do have some challenges, and one of the most important ones is the release of the Guatemala data from the Guatemala study, in which the United States was involved in some pretty reprehensible activities immediately following World War II, and the extent to which U.S. public health officials were aware of what was going on, sanctioned those activities, and really didn't stop them, is unsettling to a lot of us. And I think over the next weeks and months, we're going to be grappling with how to deal with that as an association.
And so what kind of specific plans are there to deal with this?
Well, we're very concerned that one of the premier awards that our association gives, the Thomas Perrin Award, is named after a Surgeon General who's done so much to support and promote the field of STD prevention. In fact, he gave us the tools and techniques that we still use today in terms of outreach and contact tracing for STD control. At the same time, Dr. Perrin oversaw the research apparatus that approved intentional STD infection activities in Guatemala of the kind that we thought really couldn't happen under the watch of an STD professional of his stature. So we're going to be grappling with that and asking for input from the STD membership. We're proposing to develop position papers both for and against changing the name of the Perrin Award, but also exposing and addressing the issue head-on in the STD Journal, and asking for input from the membership through forums like STD Prevention Online and responses from the membership to advise the executive committee on how to proceed. Ultimately, we'll have to make a determination as to what to do about the Perrin Award, but more importantly, it gives us a chance to really address moving forward our commitment to social justice and sexual justice, which is where I feel we really need
right.
to be going.
So this is pretty serious stuff. And so is there a timeline on dealing with this? I mean,
Well, our next international STD conference is in Vienna next summer, and we'd like to have things wrapped up by then because the next Perrin Award will be given at that time. So we really need to address the issue. And I think it's important for the field that we don't sit on our hands, that we really do something relatively quickly.
Right. Okay, so other issues that you'll be dealing with, membership development specifically, any thoughts about that?
Case, STD, the American STD Association as a professional association represents researchers and practitioners in the field of STD. We've had our greatest impact at the senior scientist level, at the physician level, and yet what we do is actually very relevant to people on the front lines of STD control and prevention. So we've had not as great of an uptake in terms of membership by frontline field staff, STD program managers, people who are actually doing day-to-day STD prevention activities. I think we could do a better job of reaching out to them, showing them the relevance of the STD Journal for their daily activities, and trying to promote their engagement at a professional level. Ultimately, growing our membership will allow us to have a stronger voice, I think, in the field of STD prevention, and could lead to things like improved funding opportunities for greater recognition and awareness of the agent of the association.
Right. So one of the ways to perhaps do this is to reach out to sister organizations. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts about that?
Well, we have fortunately very good links with some important sister associations. For example, the National Coalition of STD Directors is a very important organization that overlaps with our mission. It has a somewhat different emphasis, but working with them, particularly in the areas of policy, will be very important. Many of us in ASTDA are involved in the National Network of STD HIV Prevention Training Centers, and we're very committed to the idea of education and training for STD prevention, and as well the American Social Health Association, which has an important role in educating the public about STD prevention and sexual health. We have very good links with them. So I think as the focus moves from a disease-based approach to a sexual health based approach. ASTDA has to be at the forefront in allegiance with our sister organizations.
Actually, that sort of leads me to a question about maybe a shift in focus of the ASTDA to be more, I mean, we talk a lot about sexual health. There's a white paper in the offing from Centers for Disease Control at some point, hopefully this year. So is the ASTDA sort of moving into a more holistic kind of view?
I really think we have to. I think there's always going to be a role for disease control and prevention, but I think if we focus solely on the diseases, we're going to miss the larger context. So many of these diseases are structured by social forces, and the idea of sexual health and sexual justice is really the underpinning of what we do in the disease control arena. So while we need more drugs to treat gonorrhea, while we need more tools to notify partners who are exposed to chlamydia, all of those are important for the purpose of providing sexual health and wellness. And so I think reframing what we do from a sexual health perspective will be very important moving forward.
Right. Earlier on, you mentioned the developmental development awards, I should say. And this is a relatively new program that was started under the previous president's sort of reign, so to speak.
That's right. That's right.
Tell us a little bit more about that, and how do young researchers sort of get involved with this?
Well, you know, a lot of us in the field of STD came of age in a time when funding became increasingly more difficult to come by in terms of STD-focused research opportunities. And ASTDA felt that it was its mission to, or within its mission, to help generate a new cadre of investigators and help promote young people thinking about a career in STD research to give them the opportunities to try out some new ideas and then ultimately lead to applications for independent funding from other agencies like NIH. These awards are basically pilot study awards for new investigators in the field of STD in the amount of $50,000 or $55,000 a year for 2 years to advance a concept, to provide salary support and initial laboratory support, to generate proof of concept that would lead to greater funding opportunities. There are very few other types of opportunities like that in the field of STD. Lots of areas that are fundable, such as HIV, have other mechanisms for getting funding for new investigators, and we felt that there was a real gap in that in the STD arena. So individuals who are interested in this, in the wintertime, we make an announcement on our website, and also to people that we know may have trainees that might be interested in applying. But it's an open competition, and individuals are invited to submit a proposal for consideration, and there's a peer review process to identify the most promising proposals.
And so this program has been going pretty well over the last years. Can you say anything about the results so far?
Well, we're very proud of the fact that over the last 4 years, we've been able to fund 8 different investigators in mentored settings and different institutions that have led to peer-reviewed publications and presentations at national meetings. One of the most important things that we've done as an association is to spotlight these grantees at national and international conferences. So we were very pleased at the last International STD Prevention Conference in Quebec to be able to have a session that involved many of the previous awardees from the developmental awards.
And that session will actually be repeated next year.
It will be repeated next year at the ISSTDR in Vienna.
In Vienna.
Yeah.
Well, Brett, it looks like you got your work cut out for you. Good luck.
And, well, thank you, Case. It's great to talk to you. And as you know, ASTDA is a proud sponsor of STD Prevention Online, so we're very pleased to support
this. And we love to hear that, you know, time and again. Thanks, Brett.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, talk to you later.
Good luck.
STD Podcast is produced by Ben Westergaard for the Internet and STD Center of Excellence. This is Case Rietmeyer for STD Prevention Online.